Hey, everybody, this is Justin Michael Williams with Motivation for Black People, giving you trusted guidance to make your life better. And this episode is going to rock your world. Seriously, I have a very special guest with me here today, and we are talking about three proven techniques that are going to help you get unstuck so that you can finally step into that life that you know that's been waiting for you, and you can finally step in to those dreams that you see when you close your eyes, and you can finally say yes to the life that you know you deserve to live. And these three techniques come from my brother, who's sitting right across from me right now, Lyndon Phillips. Lyndon, say what's up.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on?
So let me introduce you guys to Lyndon. So yeah. Lyndon is an author. He is a life coach. He is a public speaker. And for the last 20 years, he has been touching and inspiring people of all ages and of all kinds. And Lyndon has worked with families, and he's worked with troubled teens, and he continues to develop strategies for our people so that we can overcome and step into the lives, like I said, that we know we were born to live. Now, this man is a Chicago native, and I know we got a lot of Chicago people listening to this podcast because I see you in the metrics, and he has 5 kids. So he's a daddy. So this is a beautiful perspective here right now. And we also, I want to mention this because I know we got a lot of fraternity and sorority brothers and sisters out there right now. Lyndon is a proud member of Phi Beta Sigma. Hey. I always wanted to be in a black frat when I was younger, but yeah. We didn't really have that going on in California the way it is in other places in the world. Yeah, you know what I mean? And so what I'm talking to you guys about today with Lyndon is that just last year he released his first book, which is called Where Do I Go From Here? Letting Go of the Past, Facing the Present, and Creating the Future. And that's what we're going to talk about today. How do we step into where we want to go from here in our lives so that we're not stuck here in this same spot over and over and forever and forever, you know? Yeah. So first of all, Lyndon, congratulations on releasing your first book. As a fellow author, I know how much work that shit is.
Oh man, let me tell you, absolutely.
And, you know, when we're talking about this and, you know, I'm thinking about when we met, right? And you came to one of these events, which my brother Alonzo invited Lyndon over. And as soon as he was telling me about what he does and what he was working on, I was like, Lyndon, when you are finished, let me know. And I'm having you on this podcast. Absolutely. And then Lyndon actually hit me up like a month ago, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
And was like, hey, remember when you said that she was going to have me on your podcast? And here we are. So this is the power of actually showing up for your dreams and following up and making that initiative to make it happen. Because here we are. And, you know, I want you to just tell us a little bit about what in your life inspired you. Here you are as a dad and you know, so much going on in your world and your life that inspired you to actually want to sit down and write this book for us.
Well, I began to look at how there's so many people who have things that you want to do in your life. And sometimes people can detour us from what our dreams are.
Yeah.
And sometimes also the things that's happening in our life every day.
Yeah.
You know, when you grew up in school, they tell you this basic life. You go to school, you get a degree, you get a job, you work for 65 years, and then you die.
Right.
But in the midst of that, when you were a child, you may have wanted to be a dancer or a singer or a teacher or own your own barbershop or, you know, have your own businesses or whatever it is that you may have wanted to do, but you were told that that wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
Or that you needed to have a plan B or have this realistic
something that's more realistic, something that's going to definitely make you money, something that's going to whatever. We've all heard that.
Absolutely. Yeah. In the process of that, your potential is dying.
Absolutely.
And I was a victim of that for a very long time.
Mm.
As from growing up, from a little boy, just, you know, trying to do what I was told was the right thing to do. Not just from parents, but from teachers.
Yeah.
From, you know, church pastors, from, you know, television, people saying this is the way things need to be.
Yeah.
You know, as much as I love The Cosby Show, which, you know, you had the doctor and the lawyer who were the parents, and then the kids were these happy kids, you know, like you had this, the way they created things to look, you know, you felt like that was the way to get your dream was just to, your dream turned into just being survival.
Yeah. Yep.
And survival is not necessarily the dream.
No, because survival is not thriving. right? Exactly. Survival. And so many of us are stuck in that survival state of mind and state of being in our lives and wanting to get out of it, but also not even knowing what life looks like outside of it.
Totally, totally. Yeah. And I tell people all the time, when you think about some of the small things when you're sitting at home, when you're a kid, and you're like, man, you know what? I'm going to be a singer. I'm going to be a dancer or whatever it is you say you want to be. And it looks like a fairy tale when you're young.
Yeah.
And then as you go through school, you're like, okay, well, if you want to make money, you need to do this.
Yeah.
So then you go and majoring in engineering and majoring in whatever it is that you're doing. Not saying anything's wrong with that if that's what you want to do. But you end up running into a lot of people who do those things to fall into survival because the energy of lack is so heavy in America today that yeah. we immediately go into thinking, pay bills, take care of myself, pay bills, take care of myself so I'm not broke.
Yeah.
And we go right into that type of mindset that you end up building this and this becomes your lifestyle.
And your whole life becomes built around how do I pay bills?
Exactly.
So that I could pay for this life. And mm-hmm. what's so interesting is something that I've been thinking about with this is a lot of times, especially when we're kids, we start to create our dream. We let our old dream go mm-hmm. and create our quote unquote dream for our life based on other people's expectations.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. And that's something that I have learned all the time. And that's, you know, that actually have a quote that I put in my book that I was sitting down thinking one day and I was like, I need to tell people this, but I was meditating. And right before I was about to start journaling, you know, I was like, you know, meditate in the morning and I kind of get my mind together right before I journal. And there's something the spirit gave to me and it was, you know, don't become the very thing that you hate by submitting to the generational habits of your family.
Ooh, I need you to repeat that for the people just because that is so fucking important. Please
yeah,
repeat this.
Yeah. And I said, don't become the very thing that you hate by submitting to the generational habits of the family.
Mm.
You know, your family, you know, you talk about, oh, I will never be like my mom. I'll never be like my dad. Or I have a student that I mentor and I know he says, I'm not going to be sitting around the house lazy and smoking weed like my mom.
Yeah.
I said, okay. He said, Mr. Phyllis, I'm going to be different. I'm not going to be that kid. You know, but slowly but surely, as time began to go, the very thing he hate, he started to become.
Yeah.
And he didn't even understand why.
Yeah.
You know, and part of that is because we have to let go of that past programming that we've had. And you have to begin to look at yourself and say, okay, what do I want to do? And a lot of times we wonder why we have certain behaviors. But it has been proven. There's a gentleman by the name of Bruce Lipton and Greg Braden. And they were talking about how the last trimester of a woman's pregnancy up until the age of 7 years old is the time frame that we're in hypnosis.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the time where whoever and whatever you're going to become is being implemented at that time.
It's being like programmed into your being, absolutely. Into every cell of your being. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's why 7 times 3, 21, you're considered an adult because you've had 7 repeated 3 times.
Mm.
And, you know, when you begin to think about
that. I've never heard that. That's really interesting to think about. Okay. Keep going. Yeah.
So you begin to wonder like, okay, why am I living like this? So why does things seem like it's starting to change for me or whatever? But a lot of those behaviors are things that we have not broken off of, which is what
I Yeah, so this leads perfectly into, you know, the content of your book, which I love that right in the subtitle of the book, it's just kind of all laid out there for you. Like, let go of the past, face the present, create the future. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think this topic of the book is so relatable and it really supports, you know, what we really need to do to make our lives better. So I want to start out really here by diving into these 3 pieces very specifically, because I think they can sound really like, okay, but it's really profound when you guys see the way that Lyndon has very uniquely talked about these topics. So first of all, let's keep going in on letting go of the past. Why is it that so many of us struggle with moving forward from our past?
Well, just like we were just talking about is, you know, a lot of it is we have two things. Part of our past is our fault. And the other part was given to us.
Yep.
And you have both of those things that are put together and you have to try to maneuver through it all. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have a lot of us, we say things like, well, you know, I always wanted to have my own construction business, but, you know, I have children and then I made some mistakes in the past. And so you end up beating yourself up talking about what you wanted to be. Or I always wanted to travel the world and travel the country and have children. I mean, have children later. But I had kids early, and then you beat yourself up for that.
Yeah.
And then you're not forgiving yourself for that.
Yeah.
You know, and so you begin to feel like it's too late, you know, and you have to you put yourself in this box. But you have to forgive yourself for what you've done so that you can go to where you need to be in life.
Mm.
And the only way you can do that is by forgiving yourself. And then you also have to do a spiritual and mental forgiveness to others.
Okay.
And some people do things unintentionally and they don't even know any better. They're just doing what their truth is. So when a person has a limitation in their life, a lot of times, and this happens a lot of times in schools, that's why I'm always talking to my children all the time. You know, whatever their limitations is, they create that as truth. And then they want to implement that on you and try to mentor you.
Right.
And tell you that that needs to be your truth because that's all they can see.
Right.
You know, and then you have teachers who are telling you all these different things. And I applaud all educators. Let me just say that. So I'm not saying that educators are bad.
Right.
But I am saying that there are a lot of, especially, you know, in the past, I think it's starting to evolve a little bit differently now. But, you know, years ago, especially when we were in school, the teachers were a little bit different, you know. It's like, okay, well, you want to be a basketball player, or you need to have a plan B.
Right.
Oh, or you want to be an actor, then you need to have a plan B. Yeah. Or you want to own a beauty shop or a barber shop, you're not going to make money for that. You need to go into engineering or be a doctor, a teacher, or a lawyer.
Right.
You know, you need to have a plan B. And Will Smith said something that really hit me when he said that plan B is just a distraction and a fear that plan A can't manifest.
Right.
And that was the biggest slap in the face for me. I was like, oh my gosh, because you end up living focused on B.
Right. And you end up just building up B.
Mm-hmm.
And then that takes time and energy away from what you could have been doing to create A.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the main things I think that people begin to run into. And then B builds greater fear for A.
Right.
So now fear is there. And now you got fear on top of situations. Because now as you get older, now you feel unloved. Or you got children. Or you, whatever it is you have going on. Or you feel like you're too old. Whatever.
Or like when you're talking about this, I'm thinking B actually... you end up building your whole life around B.
Absolutely.
Right? So like you do B, and then so you're making a certain amount of income, so you get a certain house, you get a certain car, and you get a certain this. So now you are working to create and live in your plan B life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Woo! And that is the part that's so powerful because it's you literally die with purpose.
Yeah.
And that is something that is just really, really a bad situation for anyone, you know, because with it being generational, your children are going to fall into that as well.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking, you know, about, I really want to kind of talk about for a second, this concept that you mentioned a few moments ago, which was about forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to dive into this a little bit more deeply before we get too far down the road in the other pieces, because this is so important.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm thinking about, when you're talking about this, I'm thinking about something that happened to me a couple of years ago. Now it's been a few years. But, you know, I had put out an album, I went on tour, I did this whole thing, and I had something happen that, just a series of events that happened that kind of knocked me off course, and then I got depressed and kind of got off track, right? Mm-hmm. And so here I was, and my listeners will know that, you know, I had, for my whole life, that plan A for me was always to do music.
Mm-hmm.
And then never thought it would happen. Then somehow, not somehow, with a lot of fucking work, I woke up and made plan A happen.
Yeah.
And
then
midway through plan A, I got depressed. I had a couple setbacks and I like felt like I got off course, you know? And for almost a year, I wasn't doing plan A anymore. Mm-hmm. I had like defaulted back to plan B somehow.
Yeah.
And I remember when I kind of woke up out of the stupor, the slumber that I was in, what I was dealing with at first was telling myself in my head, like, damn it, Justin, like, you were almost there. Like, how did you give up on yourself? Like, why did you let this relationship distract you? Why did you da 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 da, you know, and just beating myself up and shaming myself for it. And it wasn't until I actually was able to really forgive myself for mm-hmm. that moment mm-hmm. of quote unquote giving up on myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
That I was able to actually step back into my reality
yeah.
and then step back into the new version of plan A.
Absolutely.
You know, but it couldn't happen without the forgiveness piece.
Yeah.
So absolutely. How do people get that? How do they get that quickly into the forgiveness piece of the puzzle?
So one of the most powerful things, of course, we know is definitely meditation and affirmations for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And letting it go is what I call it.
Mm.
And that it could be whatever that situation is.
Yeah.
So if I use myself for an example, I was in marching band in high school.
Me too. What'd you play?
Saxophone.
Oh, you were sax. Okay.
Yeah.
I was drumline.
Okay.
Little Nick. I was like little Nick Cannon plus. Yeah. I was snare drums. But anyway.
So I was the band guy and yeah. that's all I wanted to do was my music all my life. So when it came to going to school, I did a little bit of classwork and I hung out in the band room, basically. And I ended up, you know, going down to college and I had always ended up reverting back to music, you know. That's something I had always wanted to do. But I didn't get my degree like I should have because I thought that there was a degree in marching band for some reason. And I thought that there was, I don't know, I was just in this bubble of what I thought life would be. And so I didn't finish school like I was supposed to. And then I ended up going back home. Then I decided to get serious about school. And my parents were like, well, we paid all that money for you to go the first time. You're on your own the next time, or you're going to take your butt over to this junior college because mm-hmm. we're not paying for shit right now.
Right.
And at that point, I was like, okay, I'm going to do it on my own. So I kept pushing, and then I would quit again. So I ended up trying to find the easy way out because I went into survival and focused on lack. So then I went from regular college to business college to barber college. Like I've done it all, you know. Yeah. And I did all these things just trying to find a quick way to survive, more so than going after what my passion dream is, which is helping people and music.
Yeah.
These are the things, and my whole life has always came back to that all the time. So I had to kind of let myself go for those things. I was like, man, I should be so much further than where I am right now to be in my 40s. Like, I feel like I should be so much at a different place than where I am. And that was a hard thing. So I had to go through the steps of forgiveness. And the first step was myself.
Yeah.
And I literally would spend time and I would just sit quietly.
Did you ever write to yourself?
All the time.
Yeah.
All
I find that that's such a huge key is writing to yourself.
All the time.
People think it's silly, but it is so powerful when you like have so much resistance to starting it. But once you put that pen down,
yes,
is ready. Yeah. It's like time to go.
Yeah. And then my process, and here's mine right here, actually. And when sometimes I'll also write things down. And once I write it down, I would read it, and then I would take deep breaths, and I would burn it and let it go.
I love that.
And the strength behind that was so powerful. It really just blew my mind how everything just fell in place. And there's a powerful meditation called the release meditation.
Okay.
And Brendan Burchard created this. And he's an amazing
Brendan is speaker. Fantastic.
Oh, my goodness. But I did his release meditation. I just added my own little twist to it. But what he did was, whatever the things is that we do when we meditate, a lot of times they tell you, oh, just blank your mind out and just focus and just center yourself. Well, Brendan says, all those thoughts that come, you let them come. Embrace those thoughts. Take a deep breath in and then say release and let them go.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you invite them in and you just silence them and let them go and just put a period on them, they fade away anyway.
Right.
And once you're able to do that, now your mind is clear versus sitting there squeezing your eyes super tight trying to get this meditation out. And then you're wondering like, oh my gosh, I can't see.
It's not working.
Wrong.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And during that time, I began to speak everything that I was upset about myself. And I said, Lyndon, you did not finish college. Lyndon, you did not pursue your music like you wanted to. Lyndon, you failed at your marriage. Lyndon, you've made a lot of mistakes. And I took a deep breath and I said, I forgive myself. Mm. I love myself. I forgive myself and I let myself go. And I would do that over and over and over again. And there was a freedom that came.
Yeah.
Then I had to do the same thing when it came to teachers, parents, mentors, influencers who possibly meant well. Some of them didn't, but some of the people who did, you know, whether it was the haters or whether it was people who were trying to motivate me, or people who have stunted my growth and what I wanted to do. And I literally, some of them, I had to literally call by name.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm saying, okay, Jane Doe, you hurt me. You destroyed my self-esteem. You made me feel like I was nothing. You made me feel like I couldn't do this. But I love you. I forgive you. And I'll let you go.
Yes. And you know what? I love those three pieces. I love you. I forgive you. And I let you go. Because the I love you piece is really just an ode to even the people who've done harm. It's so hard for us to recognize it sometimes, but those are some of our greatest teachers.
Totally.
They usually always are.
Totally.
You know? And I forgive you is the releasing for what they've done, you know, and letting them go is you taking that big weight off of your back so you can actually move forward on your path. This is essential. I mean, if people just did that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a huge step. It's a huge step. But I know the second step, you know, which we really want to get into because you can't just let go of the past and sit there.
Is
about really facing your present. So, you know, so many of us have, so let's say we do get back to the big dreams, right, that we want. And we think, okay, this is what my life can look like. But then we look around and we don't see any sign of that being possible. So is it just a matter of like changing your perspective or your thought? Like, how do we actually face the present?
Oh boy. So this is probably the meat of all of this.
Okay.
It's definitely the center.
Cool.
For sure. And the reason why I say that, because there's so many things involved when you're getting into this. The first most important thing is before I even start, I want to just talk about this. It's something that's pretty powerful that I had that I got. And that's, think of a pencil.
Okay. He's holding up a pencil in front of me right now, y'all. Yes. I'm getting a whole demonstration.
Okay. And this pencil is unique in its appearance. It's tall. Yep. It's strong. And it has a purpose. However, in order to get this purpose out of this pencil, something has to happen. So the purpose for this pencil is on the inside, which is the lead.
Yeah.
But in order to get to the lead, there's a process that has to happen. And that's called the sharpening.
Yep.
Right? Now, when you put a pencil inside of a pencil sharpener, the process is hidden. You don't know what's going on the inside. But you can hear it and you can feel the shaving.
Yep.
But you don't necessarily see the manifestation until you come out of the sharpener.
Until you pull it out. It reminds me of being a little kid and like putting the pencil in the sharpener and spinning, and then like look.
Absolutely.
Put it back, look.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
And our lives are just like a pencil. Our purpose and what we're called to and what we're supposed to do in our life is everything is already created. The universe made us perfect. God made us perfect when we were born. Everything was created what it needed to be.
Exactly as it was supposed to be.
Exactly. Every muscle, every vein, everything is created exactly the way it needs to be. But what is the sharpening process? That could be the first part we talk about is the forgiveness. Then you have to come up with the plan. You got to come through. Your meditation, taking massive action, which is something Tony Robbins says all the time that I love, you know, and you have to make sure that you're setting yourself up for what you want to do. So the sharpening process is what I want to talk about next.
Yeah.
And that's where we talk about facing the present.
Yes. I just have to say, I love this metaphor. I've heard a lot of things. I've heard a lot of things on this podcast and from a lot of people. And you know, I'm a self-help junkie. That was a good, people are never going to forget that you just shared.
I appreciate that.
I will never look at a pencil the same again or a sharpener, especially.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I thought about that because I was sitting there right. I was like, man, this lead, without this lead, because pens don't do that. Nothing else does this.
Mm-mm.
And this can make you or break you.
Yeah.
But the crazy part about it, when the lead breaks and it looks like the purpose is gone,
you just got to go back and sharpen it again. And exactly. I think, you know, you think about the things that happen in your life as sharpening you.
Exactly.
You know, if you're willing to learn from those things. And, you know, so even the difficult moments that we're having in our lives, people sometimes think, oh, if I'm spiritual or if I pray or if I meditate or if I'm this, then nothing bad's going to happen. No.
Yeah.
Like, but what happens is the things that happen to us, if we learn from them, then those things are even sharpening us and grinding us and you know, grating away all the shit that we've put on top of ourselves that Absolutely. Are blocking us from our lead.
Totally. Totally. Okay. So, and with the pencil also, when it gets dull, you go back and get sharpened again mm-hmm, and sharpened again. Mm-hmm. So this thing is filled with purpose all the way until purpose's end.
Yeah.
Ended.
Which is the eraser. Which when is, you die. When,
exactly. Exactly. Is when you die. And that's why I tell people all the time, take action. Action comes before education. Mm-hmm. The reason why, because if you never take the action, you'll never get the education.
Right.
And the same thing you think about when you go to college. When you go to college, you have to take action. You have to apply to go to school.
Yeah.
Then once you get there, you know, they tell you within 4 years, you should be an expert at whatever that particular profession is, that you that you've selected, right? Well, the first thing you got to do is take action.
Yeah.
And you have to apply. Then you have to go to class.
Yeah.
Then as you go to class, at the end of that, you begin to gain education for what it is that you took action in doing.
Right.
And that's one of the main things, is just get started.
Yeah.
Find out what it is that you want to do and begin to revisit the vision that you once had. Revisit the purpose that was embedded inside you. That's the very first step, is revisiting what you know you really want to do that's deep inside, that you feel like you can't do anymore because someone else told you you couldn't, or because you've had a self-esteem to make you feel like you can't, or because you failed at it before, you're fearful of failing again, and you end up giving up instead of going for it. And you just got to make it happen. By any means necessary, I'm not quitting. I don't care what it is that has to happen. So for me, I knew that I wanted to do my music business because I do artist showcases out here. And I also knew that I wanted to help people and help the world by any cost. And that's why I do the public speaking and the life coaching, because I wanted to be able to give back to the world. And by any means necessary, I was going to make these things happen. That when I leave this earth, my children will have a legacy to remember. And people in the world will be able to see something special and be able to change their life every single day. And that was one of the biggest things mm-hmm. that I felt was the next level, the next step. Mm-hmm. And then you have to start the process.
Okay.
And the first process is feeding your mind.
Okay.
Because your mind's a computer. And what comes in you is what comes out of you. Mm. What comes in you is what you become.
Right.
So you got to think about what you're listening to, what you're processing every day. You got to think about the music that you listen to.
You just read my mind. I was just thinking about music because I'm thinking about the music that is out right now. And mm-hmm. I'm going to sound like somebody's grandma saying this, literally, I mean, for me even, like I listened to New Music Friday and I'm hearing some of the stuff that's on here. And if you think of the music that we're listening to sometimes as like a mantra, mm-hmm. because it is like that. It ends up replaying itself in your head over and over exactly. and over and over and over. It's like, what words are you saying to yourself all day? Like what affirmations are we saying to ourselves all day through this music that mm-hmm. we're giving control over to, you know, the songwriters and stuff, to our totally. Emotional state and our totally. Brain power. And it affects us in such a big way.
Totally. And especially think about how many songs you've heard. You say, I can't stand that song.
Yeah.
And then you catch yourself singing it like the next day.
Yep.
You know, and you don't even understand because it's been programmed into your mind.
Yep.
You know, so when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I'm doing is I'm putting on my meditation music. After I'm doing that, I'm listening to like something on either YouTube or some type of something to feed my mind and to motivate me in some form of power or growth. And when I watch television, which is very, very minimal, but when I do, normally it has something to do with a direction that I'm taking my life into.
Wants to expand your mind. You'll see, I don't have a TV in here. Yeah, People always come in and they notice, they're like, oh, Justin, you don't have a TV in your house. Yeah. I haven't had a TV in years. Not because I think TV's bad.
Yeah.
But for me,
that's
it just
so funny because I don't have a television either. Mm-hmm. I do not watch television at all. Yeah. And the television shows I do watch are definitely purpose driven.
Yeah,
for some
you're
sort.
Very specific about it.
Yeah, they may be a little dramatic, but it still has the purpose. Like, for example, I love Empire, right? Mm-hmm. But the part about Empire that I love is that you have this father and you have three sons. And inside of the drama that you see, because they got to gain viewers.
Right.
But inside of the drama, what you see is a father who has given his life to leave a legacy for his children.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing music, which is what I do.
Which you love.
It just kind of just made sense.
I get it.
So it kind of like drew me a little bit.
No, there's some great TV out there right now. Yeah. But we do have to be conscious about what we're choosing to watch. Absolutely. Not just letting it be this automatic mm-hmm. response of, oh, wait a minute, I'm just going to turn on the TV. And then next thing you know, you're hypnotized and then complaining about not having time to to go after your purpose. Absolutely. Meanwhile, you watch in 3 episodes of whatever every night.
Absolutely. You know? Absolutely. So feeding your mind is key, man.
Yeah.
And meditating and taking massive action. Meditation is just a time for you to be able to clear your head and just be able to focus on what it is you want to do. You know, and that's very, very important. And I think the most powerful thing that can gain quick, immediate results is connecting yourself with people who can provide a strength exchange.
I like that word, strength exchange.
And they can provide a purpose, and it's on the same vibration that you're on.
Right.
That's very important.
That's hard for people to find sometimes, though.
Yeah, and sometimes you got to go through a process of being alone and begin to create those things and attract it to yourself.
Right.
Because I've been dealing with that myself right now. This is probably I don't want to say the loneliest time. I'm going to say this has been the time you've been in the most solitude. Yes.
Yep.
How about that? That's great. Yep. That I've been alone and it's okay. You know, and I was just tell my students all the time, the young kids, I said, listen, if you and 3 of your friends are in a car and one of the people in the car decides that they're going to smoke, and the other one said they're not going to smoke, but you all are in the same car, right? And they ask you, hey, you want to smoke with us? No, I don't want to smoke with you. Okay. But when you get out of that car, you're going to smell, and the stench of that environment is going to rest on you whether you did the action or not.
Right.
Because proximity is power.
Hello.
And what's around you is what you become.
Man, you got some metaphors. So, hello. Yes.
So it's like, man, and it's the same exact thing when it comes to success,
yeah,
purpose, power. Where you want, what you want to do with yourself. So what I started to do was surround myself around people and energy that's connected to what I want to do. So I went to, I went to your event, first of all.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, man.
That was such a great event.
Yes, it was. I was like, this is going to have like-minded people. I'm like, man, this is like great. I'm like, oh, this is awesome.
And then right people be excited. I got another event coming up soon, but I haven't announced it yet. So
In a
couple weeks, people will hear that. Yeah, anyway. Yeah.
And then 2 weeks after that, I went to Tony Robbins' Unleash the Power Within conference.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It was life-changing. Literally, after I left that event, it was 3 weeks and my book was done.
Wow.
And when I was there, you ran into people who are just like yourself. So I made a lot of networking. And those are the people who actually became my friends.
Yeah.
You know? And so that's very, very, very important, is connecting and having the right people in your environment in order for you to gain where you want to be.
Yeah. Well, you know what? When you're talking about this, I'm thinking about what's happening for a lot of people. And I'm connecting this back to one of the first things you talked about, which was, if what you're living in is your plan B, C, D life,
mm-hmm.
then you have probably also forge relationships with plan B, C, D friends.
Because you haven't
been, like, how could you make friends with the people who you really would be connected to, because you're not living that life yet?
Absolutely.
And so when you start, and I'll attest too, this has happened to me. Like, when I step further into my purpose,
yeah,
some relationships that I've had for decades, mm-hmm. years, they just have to, with love, mm-hmm. just fall off.
Family members too.
Oh, hello. Yes. Like, you know, yeah, they just have to relax, mm-hmm. you know, because you have to create space for what is in alignment.
Absolutely.
And everybody doesn't come along for the ride. It doesn't mean you have to shame them or blame them or look at them as wrong or look at them as bad because they're living in their life. But I think it's about really making sure, like you're saying, if you're in a car with the people who are smoking,
mm-hmm.
and you don't want to smell like smoke, you know, yeah. if you're trying to smell like essential oils, exactly. you need to get in a different car.
Exactly. You know? So. And a lot of that's because some of us are in love with the very thing that we hate.
Yeah.
And that's what ends up happening. You know, you don't want this, but you don't even know how to get to the next thing, you know, and that's why leadership is so important. And I say this all the time to people, that leadership is a lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a position,
mm-hmm.
you know, and when we try to make leadership a position, that's when you end up having failure.
Yeah.
You know, but a powerful man and a powerful woman is someone who's constantly learning. And when you think you've learned it all, that's when you begin to
learn some more.
Yeah. Because if you think you got it, there's going to be someone else to tell you that you don't have it.
Right. There's going to be some teaching that comes in to say, hey, guess what?
Yeah. So I try to be that sponge and just keep things going and you know, consuming myself with what it is I want to, what I want to do. So,
so before we get into the final section, which is about creating your future, the mm-hmm. the three steps, mm-hmm. is there anything else you want to make sure you really direct people to as the, like, the most important tangible takeaway from facing the present?
Okay. Well, I'll put all this together. Feed your mind. Mm-hmm. Make sure you have some spiritual time. Whether you're a Christian, Buddhist, Catholic, whatever, doesn't even matter. Whatever your spiritual practice is, make sure you get some time in. Have some meditation time in to kind of center yourself. Then you want to make sure you take massive action. You know, creating a blueprint for yourself on how you're going to do what it is you want to do. And in order for you to be successful with this, you have to make sure that you get rid of the energy suckers.
Yeah.
So that you're able to have the strength that you need to go and do what you need to do, because you're going to need that strength. And you're going to need that strength exchange from other individuals who can pour into you the same way that you, that how you want to see things happen. I so summing all that up, I think I want to say that that's exactly what you have to do, and just not be comfortable with existing.
Yeah.
You know, being comfortable in a place of just existing is where you end up failing.
That is stuck.
Yeah, yeah. And you just got to push yourself out of that situation. So yeah. I think that would be the meat, and continue sharpening that pencil for sure.
I will never forget this pencil thing. That really is amazing. It's so amazing. So now let's talk about the creating your future piece, yes. right? Because, mm-hmm. all right, we, you know, I'll say this. So many of our listeners, you know, come to me confused about exactly, like, what should I be doing with my life? You know, and we have so many different experts that say things like, oh, you need to find your passion, you need to follow your purpose. And, you know, they use these terms even sometimes interchangeably. And in your mind, I want to know this, like, when people are talking about finding their passion and following their purpose or stepping into their calling or their gift, do you see these all as one thing? Or, you know, is there one that we should hone in on more than another? Or how do you see this working?
I think the main thing, I would say is definitely, I think they all come in together.
Okay.
I would say, but the ultimate way to achieve your goals is just don't stop and figure it out as you go, but don't stop. And what happens is we say, like I was talking about earlier about, you know, action versus education, you know, like, well, I don't know enough to do it. So once I know more about this field, then I'll do this, you know. No,
you learn through doing.
You learn through doing, exactly. Yeah. What it is that you know that you have for yourself, go after it for sure. So I would say, yeah, you want to do all of them together. There's something that I use in creating the future that I tell you all the time is the four P's of power.
Ooh, okay, come on.
And that's pray, plan, prepare, and proceed.
Pray, plan, prepare, and proceed.
Yes.
Yes.
So you pray about what it is you want to do. Like I said, whatever your spiritual practice is, whatever centers you with God, universe, whatever it is that you do, make sure you pray and center yourself. Once you do that, once you've prayed, now you got to write the plan that you prayed for.
Right.
Once you have that plan written down that you've prayed for, now you got to prepare to do what you planned to do. So now you got to prepare for what you need to do. What things do you have to connect? What people do you need to connect with to make that happen? And then once you have all those three steps in place, now it's time to proceed. You got to go for it nonstop, you know, and continue to drive, even when you don't see anything.
And you're constantly doing that, constantly praying, constantly planning, because every step that happens, there's new moves coming.
Right, because those are the four keys to power. And it's also the four keys to the leadership we were talking about, where leadership is a lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's not a position.
I love this. You know, Oprah was just talking about, I was listening to her. She got interviewed on something in a Tyler Perry. She was at Tyler Perry Studios and somebody interviewed her. Mm-hmm. And they asked her, they said, Oprah, what's your vision? Do you have a vision for your life? Do you have a dream for your life?
Yeah, I feel like I saw that.
Do you
that.
See this? It was all over Instagram.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And somebody else came up and said, ooh, I want to hear what Oprah's dream is, you know? Oprah said, she stopped. She looked them straight in the eyes, dead in the eyes. And she said, no, that is not how it works. What I do is I live in God's dream for my life.
Yeah.
I figure out what is the greatest calling on my life.
Justin, I'm and so I animated.
Do
I'm
what I have to live in it. And that's why I'm naming that, because the pray piece is so important. It's not pray and then do what you think you're supposed to do.
Yes.
It's pray and do what is moving through you to do. That's how you find the flow.
That's why step one.
Yeah.
Totally.
I do. Man, totally. You are speaking my whole language
now. When I came to your event, I knew. Already knew. I was like, oh my gosh, this dude here, he is talking right now. Like, you know, like right now, because seeing with this microphone, because I'm very animated and I'm very dramatic. So I'm getting a little excited here.
Good.
Because I'm just like, man, like, yes, if we weren't recording right now, I'd probably be screaming, walking back and forth right now. Like, you know, because I'm just like, man, that is the key.
Yeah.
You know, and this is not something that I'm just putting in a book or just talking to people about. I'm living this situation.
Yeah.
You know, I'm living with obstacles and challenges happening right now.
Yeah.
But I refuse to stop.
Yeah.
I will make it. I will win. I'm going to continue to go. I'm going to continue to press through. You know, I think we all got to, that's why life coaching is so important, you know, to have mentorship and coaching, just to have someone else to bounce your ideas off of and kind of help you just to kind of center where you need to go. I'm glad to have those people. You know, and there's a lot of individuals who need that, you know, because it helps us to do exactly what it is we want to do. And I think that is one of the most powerful things is creating that blueprint. And I think that's the first step to creating a future is definitely creating that blueprint. And when you see it, you look at it every single day and you don't stop.
Mm.
And Steve Harvey said something that I really, when I moved here to California, it was the book Jump by Steve Harvey.
Stephen Harvey.
but he said something. He said, write 300 things that you want. Write a list of 300 things that you want. By the time you get to probably like 75, you run out of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he said, try to write as these 300 things and every single day. You pray over those things and you speak that you have every single one of those things for 365 days a year. And as it revolves the next year, you're going to be surprised at the things that you can scratch off just because you affirmed it.
Yeah. Just because you were already living in it as if it already happened.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that is one of the things that I was just like, man, and, you know, impossibility is a state of mind.
Yeah.
You know, everything is impossible until it's done.
This is amazing.
People can always say it's impossible.
Always.
They say it's impossible to fly.
Yeah, impossible to run the mile in less than however many minutes that is and all that kind of stuff. Exactly. And then once people know it's possible, then everyone's doing it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, when they say, you know, so being impossible is not a fact. It's an opinion.
Yeah.
And you choose what it is that you want to be impossible in your life. You know, that's the choice that you have to make. You know, and I've just made a decision I'm going to win and that nothing is impossible.
Amen, brother.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, so I need to ask you one more question.
Sure, sure.
So I know there's a lot of people out there who, you know, who've been listening to this podcast for a long time and or even if not for a long time, they've heard motivational talks and this and that. And they feel like they've kind of thrown in the towel, right? Mm-hmm. They've been trying to think positive. They've been trying to do this and things aren't falling into place and they keep having challenges and they don't know what to do and fall into a rut, right? Mm-hmm. So for those people, because I understand how we get there,
yeah,
you
totally
know, I think so we all get in that space at a certain time, all of us, even me and even you know,
yeah.
What would you say is your top tip for getting unstuck when you're in that rut of a place?
Your mind is soil and your thoughts are seeds. And what you feed your mind every day is what's going to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And I would definitely say a couple of things. The first thing is continue to feed your mind power.
Yeah.
If your mind is hungry, you're going to die.
Yeah.
You're going to be depressed. You're not going to be able to come out of that hump. But I promise you, if you continue to affirm yourself, if you continue even in spite of whatever it is that you're dealing with, continue to gain the knowledge, reading the books, pushing yourself out of that situation every day. And I'll share this, like what I've done with my morning routine. When I stick to my morning routine, I'm good.
Yeah.
But when situations start to happen, I'm like, oh my God, so much shit is happening. Like, I just don't see a way out. I have to be able to pull on my power, which is my connections, and I gotta begin to feed this mind.
Yeah.
Because everything is residing in your thinking. And that's the reason why it's so hard to get out of that rut. Like you just said, it's like, okay, I'm in this rut. I don't know how to get out, or I tried and it didn't work. Well, if you stay in the space of what happened, you're going to stay in the feeling of what it was then.
Yeah.
So if you know, this is how come it's so important when you talk about the mind, because if I was hurt or broken by something that happened or upset about something that happened, and I take it to now, that same emotion that I felt years ago for whatever happened comes instantly right back again.
Like it's happening again.
And now you're stuck.
Yeah.
Which is where
you hijack your whole system.
Absolutely. Which is why you got to let it go. Now imagine if you did the same thing with the good shit that happened.
Yeah.
Imagine if you did that with those dreams you had as a kid.
Yeah.
Imagine if you remembered. I remember when I was a little boy and I took all of my G.I. Joes, my teddy bears and everything, and I sat them all on the couch. And that was my audience for me to perform and to sing and rap in front of.
Mm-hmm.
I remember this. Like, and I can feel myself being this amazing artist. I remember walking with a briefcase, pretending I was a big producer, you know, pretending I was the next Quincy Jones. I remember doing these things as a kid.
Yeah.
What if I was just to record that and bring those emotions back?
Yeah, consciously.
Exactly.
And we have to consciously choose it, because if not, we're going to keep doing the stuff that gets programmed into our brains over and over and over. So, Lyndon, I am so grateful. But I feel like I've just, like, we were already connected.
Absolutely.
But, y'all, I just got a new brother. I got a new teammate on my, what did you call it?
The strength exchange.
Strength exchange, man. We got a new strength exchange right here.
Absolutely.
So I want to give you a moment, though, before I tell people where to find your book and all that, just any last message. I feel like there's something still that wants to press through you might want to share as your closing message with everybody today.
Yeah, I will say this is your season and this is your time.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you want to do, you can make happen. And just focus on the power of what if. What if this goes wrong? Well, what if it goes right? What if I can't do it? Well, what if you can? You have the same, it has the same levels of energy. Just put your energy towards what you want to see happen and go for it. It's not too late. Mm. This is your time. This is your space. Even this conversation we're having right now, God created this time on this day for you to hear this message.
Yeah.
Because there's growth that's ready to happen. And you know deep on the inside that it's time to go forward and to remove yourself from what used to be and go for what you know you are deserving of and make those dreams come true.
Man, Lyndon, I'm so grateful, brother. Man. Lyndon Phillips, everybody, man. And
so glad
what a blessing that you just spoke so much life into me right here. And I know for everybody listening, you spoke so much life into them. And, you know, one thing that I want to share, just really echoing the importance of feeding your mind.
Yes.
I woke up and I was in one of them, my like thought looping situations,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Just my head was stuck thinking about this scenario, over and over and over and over. And I remembered, I need to feed my mind something else, because if I don't feed it something else, it's going to keep going on this pattern.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I do every single morning in the gym, and people laugh at me, like people see me in the gym and you would think I was listening to music. I listen to podcasts every time.
Oh my gosh, are we twins?
Do you too? People think I'm so weird that I listen to podcasts in the gym. Like every once in a while, I'll listen to music if I just am like in the mood for that.
I never listen to music.
What an amazing moment to feed your mind when you're exercising or working out. So I listen to Super Soul Conversations. Sometimes I listen to my own podcast to remind myself of conversations that have happened. And this morning I listened to a podcast. It was Oprah's Super Soul Conversations with Pema Chodron. And I walked out of the gym. So I'd moved my body. I had listened to this inspiring message. And whatever I was thinking, I don't even remember what I was thinking about this morning.
Yeah.
It like, you know, deleted itself.
Yeah.
And is just to show that they're just thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
They're just thoughts.
Yeah,
and so we get to choose what we're feeding our mind with. And that is the big reason and mission behind why I'm even doing this podcast in the first place. We are getting close to our 100th episode.
Awesome.
Very soon, very soon, in the next couple weeks. And I just think about the moments that, you know, everyone has, just like us, where they're stuck in their head. And when we get, you know, confused on what we should do. And my whole mission and dream is those thinking about, oh my God, that this message pulled somebody out, you know, of that hole, or helped somebody else get unstuck. And I know, Lyndon, with certainty that this episode is going to help so many people.
Man,
so thank you.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate being here too.
Yeah. So if you guys are interested, which you should, I'm holding it in my hand right now, in getting Lyndon's book. It's called Where Do I Go From Here? letting go of the past, facing the present, and creating the future. You can get it on Barnes & Noble. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it on Target just by searching for the book, searching for Lyndon's name. And if you want to actually get an autographed version of the book, Lyndon's doing something special for us. There is a link in the description of this episode in the show notes that you can click on. And then you go to that and you get an autographed version of the book from Lyndon personally. And if you want to connect with Lyndon and find out all the amazing things that he's doing, you can just go to his Instagram account. It's Lyndon_Phillips, and that's LYNDON_PHILLIPS. And see his inspiring videos and just keep your mind in the right place because, you know, we're all in this together and we all rise together. So
absolutely.
Thank you, Lyndon, for being with us today.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
And for those of you listening, thank you for taking time out of your day and your life to listen to our voices. It is an honor and a privilege that I don't take for granted. If you like this podcast, I encourage you, wherever you're listening, to rate, subscribe. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or CastBox or anything like that, leave a comment, because this really does help. If you leave any review or any comment, it helps move us up in the rankings so that we can spread these messages to more people who need to hear our voice, who need to hear these messages, who need to be motivated and hear positivity just like we all do. So I thank you. I love you. I honor you. This has been Justin Michael Williams, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.